Hello.
Hello, Matt. Hello there. Am I speaking with Jason?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, we would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problem facing our nation and local communities. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
24.
24 years. Okay, thank you. What is your primary branch of the trade?
Bricklayer.
Bricklayer. Okay, let me one moment. Here it is. All right. On the last job that you work, were you an improver, finisher, or helper, an apprentice, journeyman, or level mechanic, or a foreman?
Foreman.
Foreman. Thank you, sir. Are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Thank you, sir. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Never.
Never, okay.
In 24 years, I ain't never missed a day.
That's excellent. Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
No, okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, Have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Yes.
Yes, you have. And why did you consider dropping your union membership, sir? Well, what's the reason, please?
Too cliquish.
What do you mean, too cliquish?
Too many yes boys. I'll take care of you here, take care of you there. It's a big click.
So, let me try to put it in a few words here. It was because what do you see that as corruption or what? How do you see that?
Well, if you got 100 members in a local, and 95 of them get a text message that says there's a meeting going to be happening, and
okay,
the other five don't get a text message, and we all got the same phones and all got the same phone numbers, and we all pay the same amount of dues, why don't we get told too?
Okay, I get that you feel that the union is not treating everybody the same. Would that be accurate?
Yep, very accurate.
Okay. The same, all right. It's not treating everybody the same. Anything else you would like to add?
No.
Favoritism, in other words. Okay. Very well, moving on. Thinking about what you see in your local union, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
Same, all right. How about union? And do you get the sense there are more union construction projects, fewer construction projects, union construction projects, or about the
same
number? Same, all right.
About the same.
Thank you. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Not near enough.
Not enough, okay. Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
No. Thinking about the last job on which you work, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state and local government, or privately, or through federal government, or do you not know?
I don't know.
Don't know. Okay, thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, more unemployment than now?
More unemployment.
More unemployment. Looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
If this dumb fucker that we got for president now is still in there, we're going to get a lot worse.
Worse, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Could it be unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risk, the COVID-19, dust or air quality, or do you have no real safety concerns?
The careless.
Careless people.
Careless workers.
Careless people on the job then. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yeah.
Was that in person? Or online?
Yeah.
Person.
Person.
Okay. Yes. For each of the following, please tell me if you had participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Have you done any picketing in the last 12 months?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
No. Okay, moving on. Thank you so much. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Occasionally.
Occasionally, thank you, sir. Okay, changing subjects to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Okay, we got cable news, radio, print newspaper, online newspapers, local TV news, friends and neighbors.
Radio, social media. Number one.
Radio number one, very well. And number two, which one would be?
TV, local TV news.
Local TV news. And number three?
Newspaper.
Newspapers, very well. Moving fast then. After newspapers, could it be friends and neighbors, the internet, or cable news?
Internet.
Internet or social media. And which one would be number five, cable news or friends or neighbors?
Cable news.
Cable news. Very well. Thank you, sir. That was quick. So friends and neighbors goes in the last source. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Could it be education, foreign policy, jobs in the economy, health care, the environment, support for labor unions, immigration, or something else?
I don't know. A little bit of everything, I guess.
Yeah, they are all important, but which one could it be the most important to you personally? Jobs and the economy, healthcare, environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions. Economy and jobs, okay. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of the Davis-Bacon standards to federal finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
A few times.
So have you heard a lot, some, or just a little?
A little bit.
A little, thank you, sir. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures a payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
It's important.
Very important? Or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat important. Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Don't know.
Don't know, okay. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
GM, Ford.
Okay, and would you say you're supporting much more or just somewhat more?
A lot more.
Much more, okay. please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done and with each of the following. His job as president overall. Do you approve or disapprove?
He's a worthless fuck.
So does disapprove. Would that be a strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. The job Joe Biden has done on support for labor unions.
Strongly disapprove.
The job Joe Biden has done on immigration.
Strongly disapprove.
Right. The job Joe Biden has done on health care.
Disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly. The job he has done on foreign affairs.
Strongly disapprove.
And one more, the job he has done on the economy.
Yeah, that's why we're about ready to fucking go belly up. Strongly disapprove.
Thank you, sir. Almost done. Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
I strongly disapprove of how our whole fucking works.
All right. Are you registered to vote?
Yep.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Almost certain that you will vote, probably will vote. Chances are 50-50. Or do you think you will not vote?
Oh, I'll vote.
Certain?
I'll vote for sure.
Okay. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
Trump.
I don't like that fucking Biden.
Okay.
He needs to be in a nursing home.
Yes or no? Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages,
no.
Retirement security, and safety?
I think it's a waste of fucking money.
So you don't find it useful?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. Turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Poor.
Poor. And how would you rate the effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Poor.
Poor as well. How could the union best improve its representation and service, in your own words, sir, in a few words?
Everybody should be created equal. Everybody should be, you pay the same amount of dues as the next person, they ought to treat you the same.
Okay, should be treated equal. Okay, let me enter that. And everybody's paying the same fee, for union fees, right?
Yeah.
Very well, let me run it by you to see if I need to change anything. I think everybody should be treated equally. Everybody's paying the same union fees. Should I change anything, sir, or would you like to add anything?
No, that's good.
And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
I don't know.
Get more people on the trade.
I don't know. I don't really know, sir.
Anything, there's no right or wrong answer, sir. So anything that you would like them to be concentrating on, that you...
Get more workers.
Okay.
Try to get more people involved.
More people involved, okay. You mean getting new members? That's what you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think they should get more people involved in the union, getting new members, okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Almost done. What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? email, regular mail, union meetings, text, or on the job site?
Text.
Text. Okay. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple times a year, or four or more times a year?
Couple times a year.
Couple times a year. Thank you, sir. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for the statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Independent.
Independent, thank you. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic Party or the Republican Party?
Republican.
Republican, thank you. Just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race, please?
White.
Thank you, sir. Finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Jason.
Thank you, sir. This concludes our service. Thank you for your participation and your valuable time. Have a wonderful night.
Okay.
Bye-bye.